Okay, there is something for everyone. There is everything from belly dancing to music theory. We are going to offer swing dancing. There's funk classes, rock and roll classes, blues. There's classes in drum and rhythm. There's vocal classes.
Those classes will be led by 14 local volunteer instructors. The camp is $10 for those junior high-aged and up. You can participate in just one class, or you can stay for the whole time and take up to four. Here's how it works. Starting at 12:15, there are 4 1- or 1.5-hour sessions. During each session, there are 4 or 5 classes to choose from. In the 2 to 3 o'clock hour, for example, you can take drums and rhythm, belly dancing, improvisation, swing guitar, or beginner electric bass. Liebenson says she thought this kind of event would be fun to try out in Haines. It took about a month to organize.
It's just one of those things where you think, wow, wouldn't this be neat if we had something like this in Haines? And it's Haines, so you just go ahead and do it.
Liebenson says it didn't take long to fill up the schedule. She was impressed with the willingness of local musicians, dancers, and singers to lead classes.
I think a lot of the names of the teachers are well known in town. We've got Christy Fowler is going to teach songwriting. Nancy Nash is going to teach voice. Eric Hawley is going to teach advanced music theory and also some banjo. But there's also some folks here that are great teachers but don't always offer music classes. Tom Haywood's going to teach swing guitar. Burl Sheldon's going to teach drop D guitar.
Depending on what class you plan to take, Liebenson says to bring a pen and paper and your instrument if you have one. At the end of the day, there will be a group performance and jam. The $10 per person fee goes toward the cost of renting out the Chilcat Center. Liebenson says once Sunday is over, she'll think about whether the music and dance camp could be a recurring event. You can see the schedule at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.